We begin with the violent storms impacting millions of Americans.
Overnight, multiple reports of tornadoes toppling gigantic trees and destroying homes. The severe storm system now on the move, threatening flash flooding in the Northeast.
And as you can see, the storm's doing its damage in North Carolina. That's where ABC's Zachary Keesh is joining us this morning. Zachary, good morning.
Whit, good morning to you. Four reported tornadoes here in the state of North Carolina. I want to show you what this tree did to this dump truck. That is a dump truck back there. Obviously, all you can see here is the grill. This is really indicative of what we've seen across the area. Weeks of wet weather combined with these heavy gusts of wind, in some places over 100 miles per hour. Overnight, severe storms ripping through parts of the South, bringing heavy rain and damaging winds as the system marches north. In Florida, a vacationer capturing this wild scene from the balcony of a popular resort as the strong winds and heavy rain whip through St. Pete Beach. A reported tornado south of Tallahassee killed a young girl as a tree fell on her home. And in South Carolina, winds topping 60 miles per hour. Gusts so strong they tore off the front of this building, leaving bricks scattered everywhere. Heavy flooding in North Carolina prompting rescues like this. You see first responders on the scene helping to get these residents out of their flooded neighborhood. In Asheville, this car got stuck when it was submerged in deep water.
Don't drown, turn around.
And in Atlanta, this storm also bringing down trees. This one slamming onto a box truck. Watch as first responders work to pull this driver to safety. The heavy rain pounded parts of Georgia, washing out this road just outside of Athens. Northern Virginia saw a reported tornado when it touched down, damaging cars and homes in Reston. And in central Virginia, this was the scene after a massive tree fell, bringing down power lines with it. That left hundreds in the dark, the doors of this Walmart blown out. Today is cleanup day. Obviously, lots of stuff to get done around here. Power has not been fully restored in this neighborhood, but certainly that's on everybody's mind. Dan, back to you.
Zachary Keesh, thank you very much. This storm is still on the move, so let's get it over to Rob to find out what's happening next. Rob, good morning.
Yes, Dan, good morning. And this storm is moving slowly, so that's one of the problems with it. We are looking at heavy rainfall with some severe weather potentially across parts of the Northeast. These blue dots and the red dots, these are severe storm reports in the last 3 days, over 600 of them, the majority of them coming in the last 24 to 48 hours. All right, here we go. Flood watch in effect from just outside of D.C. to Philly to New York. Hartford and through Burlington. So heavy rains with this. You can see it wrapping around the backside of this. It's going to be lingering through the Easter holiday weekend. So we'll talk more about that and your travel potential a little bit later in the program.
Hi, everyone. George Stephanopoulos here. Thanks for checking out the ABC News YouTube channel. If you'd like to get more videos, show highlights, and watch live event coverage, click on the right over here to subscribe to our channel. And don't forget to download the ABC News app for breaking news alerts. Thanks for watching.